Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. My name is Rebecca, and today your English will improve. Now, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear the words Comic-Con? You know, me too. I often think about computers, robots, superheroes, and zombies. Exciting. Well, today we are continuing a lesson from yesterday called Comic-Con. That's right, it's called Comic-Con. And today we're specifically going to be talking about 2015 highlights. That is the highlights from 2015. Okay, friends, make sure you have those magazines, but they must be open to today's lesson. And let's go talk about Comic-Con. Come on!
Comic-Con 2015 highlights. Comic-Con likes to keep the public in suspense when it comes to content, but it rarely disappoints, as evidenced by last year's surprises. 20th Century Fox brought out the stars of future Marvel films, including Hugh Jackman, who was about to play Wolverine one last time in 2017. A trailer for season 6 of The Walking Dead was presented alongside a zombie attraction of sorts set in the back of a truck. The tradition of an annual panel of actresses playing female heroes continued, letting fans hear from Batman vs. Superman's Wonder Woman and others.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 suspense, 这个不可数名词 ,P-E-N-S, 这个字根有悬挂的意思。所以 suspense 是指悬念、焦虑或者是担心。例如 ,the director successfully built up a feeling of suspense throughout the movie. 这位导演成功的在整部电影中经营了悬疑的气氛。如果是 keep someone in suspense, 是指吊某人的胃口。例如 Don't keep me in suspense, tell me the answer. 不要吊我胃口了，告诉我答案吧。继续我们看的是 alongside, 这个副词 alongside 是指靠拢着或者是在旁边。例如 When these two drivers were fighting, people just stood alongside and watched. 当这两位驾驶在吵架的时候，人们只是站着旁观。或者是 The car pulled up alongside, 这台车在旁边停下来。Alongside 也可以当介系词，是指与某个人或某个事物并排靠拢着。例如 I stood alongside my brother and watched the parade go by. 我肩并肩的和我弟弟站在一起，看着游行队伍经过。
Thank you so much, Michelle.
Okay, well, we're learning about some of last year's highlights in this section, okay? 2015 highlights, that is,the fun points or the best parts of Comic-Con.
That is right. And we learn Comic-Con likes to keep the public in suspense when it comes to content, but it rarely disappoints as evidenced by last year's surprises. Now let's talk about this phrase to keep someone in suspense. This just means that you keep someone waiting patiently for something like a surprise.
And usually I think of movies when I think of this sentence, because there are some movies that like to keep you in suspense. I think I've learned that phrase in Chinese, 吊人的胃口, right? You don't tell them what's going to happen right away. You keep them waiting, waiting and waiting and waiting until the very end when you find out what actually happened, okay? So I love those kinds of movies. Sometimes you might call them suspense movies.They keep you in suspense.
And you want to know what is going to happen next. Well, you can also keep people in suspense. Let's say something happened at school yesterday, but you weren't at school for some reason, and you just heard that something happened, but you don't know exactly what happened. You could ask one of your friends, "Can you please tell me what happened at school yesterday? Please don't keep me in suspense."
Don't keep me in suspense. Just tell me. Okay, so Comic-Con likes to keep the public in suspense when it comes to content, and that's pretty smart because you don't want to just tell everybody the surprises right away, okay? But it rarely disappoints, as evidenced by last year's surprises. So the evidence is last year, 2015. That's the evidence we have to know that Comic-Con rarely disappoints. However, before we learn about what those surprises were, I say we join Steve and Ken in the Info Cloud to learn more about that word, disappoint.
I say that's a good idea.
And they rarely disappoint.
Hello, friends. What's wrong with the following sentence? The singer did not disappoint.
Well, it doesn't say who the singer didn't disappoint. Herself, her mother, her manager, the critics, the audience. It's just not clear.
Well, I think it's safe to conclude that the singer did not disappoint anybody. So why is there no object? Normally, we'd have to have an object after the transitive verb disappoint, right?
This is actually part of a trend where certain verbs seem to be losing their objects. This phenomenon is particularly evident in books and film reviews, news commentaries, and advertisements. Here are some examples. Her book still has the power to shock. The movie is guaranteed to delight. The gimmicks tend to annoy rather than impress.
So why the new trend? Well, if pressed for an answer, the writer will likely tell you that he's stressing the universality of the object. By leaving it out, he is widening the object to include more than you, me, but everyone.
So what should we do? Should we follow the critics and reviewers by adopting this usage? Well, as an English teacher, I don't recommend that you adopt this usage in your everyday speech. It's clearer to say, it didn't disappoint me, rather than, it didn't disappoint. But if your writing ability has reached a certain level, and if you happen to be writing a review of an art form, try it out. It'll give your writing a new flavor.
最近几年，英文有一个新的趋势，那就是消失的受词。我们知道及物动词后面通常都会接一个受词，比如说 The book did not disappoint me. Disappoint 是一个及物受词，后面要加受词，在这里用了 me。 但现在越来越多报章杂志的文章，尤其是评论性质的文章里头，很多的及物动词后面都省略了受词，所以原本的The book did not disappoint me 变成 The book did not disappoint。 再来看一个例子， The movie is guaranteed to delight audiences， 把受词省略后变成 The movie is guaranteed to delight。 去掉了受词，意义上就涵盖得更广泛，因为没有划清范围，比如 me audiences， 一个动词就可以普遍套用在任何人身上。那这个手法呢，可以用于评论性质的文章，但是在我们日常生活的英文会话当中，还是建议大家该有的受词是不能省略的。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thanks guys, you really never do disappoint us with your Info Clouds. Okay, well we read 20th Century Fox.Brought out the stars of future Marvel films, including Hugh Jackman, who is about to play Wolverine one last time in 2017. A trailer for season 6 of The Walking Dead was presented alongside a zombie attraction of sorts set in the back of a truck.
Well, I like this so far because I like Hugh Jackman. You know, I'd love to see him...live or in person. And I love the roles that he plays. I think he does a great job. Now, friends, in this sentence, you also saw the phrase of sorts. So we read The Walking Dead was presented alongside a zombie attraction of sorts. That means of a certain kind. So maybe it's not an official attraction, a very big presentation, but it was an attraction made to look kind of like the zombies from The Walking Dead.
That's right. I've got another example right here.
Oh, good.
You know Maria from The Sound of Music?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love Maria.
The hills are alive.
The hills are alive with The Sound of Music. Well, she managed to make new clothing of sorts out of old curtains.
Oh, yes, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
So they weren't supposed to be clothes, but she made clothing of sorts because they were from curtains.
Yes.
Do you remember that part of the movie? Well, what about this?
Okay.
The children put on a musical of sorts. So, of course, it's not a professional musical, and it wasn't perfect, but it's fine. They had a lot of fun putting on this musical performance, this musical of sorts.
And this is a fun phrase for you all to know, so take some time and practice using it. Well, we read the tradition of an annual panel of actresses playing female heroes continued, letting fans hear from Batman versus Superman's Wonder Woman and others. Sounds pretty exciting.
Well, we have more exciting things to find out about right after this, so stay.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Of course, we're talking about Comic-Con, and right now, we are specifically talking about 2015 highlights. That is, the highlights from 2015. And we've already learned a little bit, some of the highlights, especially the part that I thought was interesting was that Comic-Con likes to keep the public in suspense, but they will never disappoint you. Okay, friends, we still have more to learn, so let's continue with our next reading.
Comic-Con. Comic-Con, however, is not all movies and TV. Comics and technology have an established place there as well. One widely promoted graphic novel was politician John Lewis's March, which told the story of his experiences during the civil rights movement. Those attending the convention also had a good chance of receiving Google Cardboard, a device that enables virtual experiences using apps downloaded on phones. Just these few examples give a taste of the exhausting and gripping atmosphere of Comic-Con.
Alright, 接下来我们看的是 graphic novel 这个名词。Graphic 在这里是指绘图的或者是用图画表示的。所以 graphic novel 就是指漫画小说。例如 ,many Japanese TV series were adapted from graphic novels. 许多日本电视连续剧是由漫画小说改编的。或者是 Batman The Dark Knight Returns is a very popular graphic novel.蝙蝠侠黑暗骑士归来是一部很受欢迎的漫画小说。最后我们看的是 grip 这个动词。grip 是指紧握或抓牢。注意它的过去式、过去分词还有现在分词都要重复字尾的 p 再加上 ed 或 ing。例如 ,the boy gripped his mother's arm and wouldn't let go。这个男孩紧紧抓住妈妈的手臂不愿意放开。它的现在分词 gripping 可以当形容词，意思是指引人入胜的或者是扣人心弦的。例如 The Gripping Thriller was a huge box office success. 这部扣人心弦的惊悚片的票房大卖。And now let's go back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. We learn here that Comic-Con, however, is not all movies and TV. comics and technology have an established place there as well. Okay, it's an established place. That means they've probably been doing it a certain way for a long time.
And we read, one widely promoted graphic novel was politician John Lewis's March, which told the story of his experience during the civil rights movement. Those attending the convention also had a good chance of receiving Google Cardboard. And that is what, Gabe?
Well, Google Cardboard actually seems kind of cool, okay? It's a device that enables virtual experiences using apps downloaded on phones. And you could find this online. Just type in Google Cardboard. It really does look like a piece of cardboard. But it allows you to do some pretty cool stuff. Now, friends, let's take a look at this phrase, okay, a good chance of something. This means that you will probably do something. If there's a good chance of something, you will probably experience that.
And when I hear this phrase, I often think about the weather. We're going to have a picnic this Saturday, but there is a very good chance that it is going to rain. So we may end up having to cancel the picnic.
I was going to say there's a good chance of sunshine after all of this rain. Or, what about, you know, if you drink alcohol while driving, if you get pulled over, there's a good chance you might have your license taken away from you.
Well, yes, friends, you do not want to drink while you drive. That's dangerous, and yes, there's a good chance your driver's license can be taken away from you. Well, in our lesson, we read that those attending the convention also had a good chance, a real possibility of receiving Google Cardboard, which, as Gabe said, is a device that enables virtual experiences using apps downloaded on phones. Well, continuing, we read, just these few examples give a taste of the exhausting and gripping atmosphere of Comic Con. Let's talk about this phrase, a taste of.
All right, so for example, Rebecca's reunion with her family was a taste of heaven. It was a wonderful experience, and it felt like heaven. We read here, these few examples give a taste of the exhausting and gripping atmosphere of Comic-Con. So we can see through these examples that it's both exhausting, but also gripping. Now, what does gripping mean, Rebecca?
If something is gripping, that means that it is so interesting and exciting that it just catches your attention.
That's right. Usually I think of gripping like what I can do with my hands. I can grip something very tightly. Well, that's kind of the idea, is that you're so interested in what's going on at Comic-Con, it's got your attention, it's got you tightly in its grip.
Well,
it
you
is
know what
gripping.
You know what else is really gripping?
What's gripping, Rebecca?
Is Sing.
It?
Ow!
Yes, of course.
You know.
Oh, hey, friend! What are you doing?
Well, I'm just sitting here reading my comic book.
No way! I was just getting ready to go to Comic-Con.
Oh, Comic-Con! Let's go to Comic-Con!
Oh, yeah! Hey, wait! There's some people out there. We want to ask you guys a question. Yeah. Are you a fan of comic books? Would you like to take a look? They are illustrated stories.
They're never boring.
Are you a fan of comic books? Are you a fan of comic books? Would you like to take a look? They are illustrated stories.
They're never boring.
Are you a fan of comic books?
Well, this is an easy song to learn, everybody. It goes like this. Are you a fan of comic books?
Are you a fan of comic books?
Good job there, buddy.
Thanks.
Would you like to take a look?
Would you like to take a look?
They are illustrative stories.
They are illustrative stories.
Are you a fan of comic books?
Are you a fan of comic books?
Like this.
Are you a fan of comic books? Would you like to take a look?
They are illustrated stories.
They're never boring.
Are you a fan of comic books?
One more time!
Are you a fan of comic books? Would you like to pick a book? They are illustrated stories.
They're never boring.
Are you a fan of comic books?
That's what my wife says anyway.
So, Super Sentence Man, what else happens here at Comic-Con?
Oh, well, actually, Comic-Con likes to keep the public in suspense.
Can't you tell me anything about the content?
Oh, no. Only that it rarely disappoints, as evidenced by last year's surprises.
Really? What happened last year?
Well, since it's no longer a surprise, I'll tell you. 20th Century Fox brought out the stars of future Marvel films.
Wow! Were there any movie trailers?
Yes, as a matter of fact, The Walking Dead.
Oh, that's scary.
Yes, alongside a zombie attraction.
That's also scary.
Well, I know, but it's not all just scary stuff. You know, a panel of actresses playing female heroes.
Oh, like Wonder Woman.
Yes, but Comic-Con is not all movies and TV. You know, there are comics and technology as well.
Oh, like what?
Well, one was a widely promoted graphic novel about a politician's experiences.
Oh, huh.
I know, I don't like politicians either. But those attending the convention had the chance of receiving Google Cardboard.
Google Cardboard?
Oh, it's more exciting than it sounds. It's not cardboard. It's a device that enables virtual experiences using apps.
Oh, wow, that is cool.
Well, I hope that gives you a taste of what to expect at Comic-Con.
Yeah, it sounds gripping.
Yes.
And exhausting.
Oh, I'm sorry, my grip is very hard. Well, I must be going, but remember...
Oh.
Say it with me.
Yes, my favorite part.
A super sentence.
Sentence every day will make your English great. Wow, I can't believe I just met Super Sentence Man.
Man, that Super Sentence Man is so handsome. I do think he belongs at Comic-Con.
I think you're right, Gabe. Okay, friends, thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.